Hi guys, I miss you guys a lot because this is my fourth time to be here. You'll find it strange I'm here because last few years I talk about China, internet censorship, APT, target attack from my country. So this time I'm the follower of the Chief Tony and Alan and another speaker. He's the policeman, maybe busy to get some criminals and cannot come to this place. It's pity, then I can't get the badge for him. But anyway, then we would like to talk about DDoS spread and white kung fu today. Then it will be more than like bad things, okay? Like offensive thing, not the defense, not the selling of firewalls, selling IPS. We have no shit, no tie and shit, okay? See, it's real, okay? Okay, let's start it. We come from the VXRL. This is not a commercial group, it's a non-profit making group. And I'm Anthony, he's Tony, and Alan. This criminal, there's no national secrets. Please take a look over your labors, whether there's any looks like China, PLAs, then there's no secrets. And welcome to all national spies. Russian spies, Taiwanese spies, Germany spies, whatever, welcome. Just buy the secrets for him, then he will leave some secrets to you. Okay, outside there. And no real attacks are launched before. Maybe after this talk, we don't know. Please take it at your own risk because we can't save you from the jail. Because we are not the Batman, okay? Okay, we don't talk about, there's a really good DDoS business in China and creates attack assignments. You could simply go to the Google or Baidu, you could simply search DDoS and QQ, you could get lots of contacts, but we are not going to talk about. You want to get a good business in China, please contact them. I'm not the agent. Thank you very much. And we also don't talk about some DDoS groups. And this is quite evil. Whoa. They talk about long-term to have a DDoS business and also attack the cyber and different websites, porn sites, gambling sites. Very comprehensive scope. Just call them QQ. 431-77314. But it's not our business. Okay, agenda today. Members introduction. Tony is our chief. Actually, I'm also following him. And he is the expertise in the DDoS defense. Not attacker, right?
Defense.
He is working in Nessus Guard. And also, he's always deal with a lot of daily attacks. And he needs to go to work for defense side. He is very experienced guys. And also for me, then I did a penetration test for reverse engineering, target attack analysis, and also the founder of this group in Hong Kong, and already spoke in Red Hat, DEF CON, and AV Tokyo, Hack in Taiwan, and Cook Gates in this area. And this year, I just shut my mouth and do some DDoS stuff. But next year, we will do APT again. Don't think we have some mission underground. And also bring some money in the Taiwan CTF game as well. Okay, Alan is under fellows. And he's also worked for in the network security for 8 years, and he likes a lot of stuff. Buy him toys, buy him gadgets. He loves it. But he specializes in firewall, IDS, IPS, and network security stuff. And also the captain, the Kelvin Wong, is the policeman. And as I said, he can't get the holidays from his supervisor and busy on those fucking reports. So I'm sorry, guys, but he is a real good investigator because many DDoS investigation in Hong Kong police. Okay, let's start the part one. Then we will talk about layer 7 DDoS vulnerability analysis and discovery. We have applied some several common layer 7 text technique methodologies like HTTP GET and POST request, HTTP pipelining and mail form HTTP request, and also manipulate HTTP and HTTP vulnerabilities. Not really complicated, but you need to sit down for part one and part two. You know what is the power behind. Okay, the techniques overview. Before attack, we need to find out the HTTP allowed methods and check whether sites accept post or other GET methods. Because we test some sites, they simply just have a support GET method, but they could accept other methods and check out any resources, intensive function like searching function, and any function related to the database retrieval. Check out any HTTP response with large payload returned from the request, and check out any links with the large attachment, including the document, PDF, media files, audio files, and check out whether the HTTP response is cached or not, and check whether chunk data in the HTTP response packet from the target is allowed. If you vary chunk data, that means you could do something funny, like incomplete request. We have two attack combo. Anyone play Street Fighter? Yeah, no Street Fighter? Then you're not you're not Americans, because from Capcom, I like it when I'm still very young here. Okay. Then there's two combos of the attack. Not attack, test combo. Okay. We seek and manipulate TCP and HTTP characteristics and vulnerabilities. First of all, find out any URLs with which accepts post, change the content length to some other numbers, for example, 999 or 999, whatever, but it accepts abnormal size bytes, and see whether it keeps the collection alive. Afterwards, then we could check some TCP blah, blah, blah timeout value. I'm not Professor Lai, okay? I'm not going to get you back to the university. Please check out this value. For example, the TCP established state timeout value, the first push arc timeout, continuous arc timeout, first fin wait one, last arc timeout value, and wait for find arc, wait for reset arc, and wait for reset value. Why do we need this value? Because we could guess and learn the behavior of the device behind. Okay? Tony will brief it in the second part. He's the switch, is the main dish, all right? And what is the goals? After that, we could calculate the resources could help to bring down the target and trace its detection, for example, through the weight limit, and guess its DDoS mitigations, and also submit an incomplete HTTP post packet attack to the end to the back-end server to see whether we could do it in the post-attack techniques. Combo two, manipulate the vulnerabilities due to poor server hardening. Okay. Why we need to do that? Because we want to see the target accept some simple HTTP request, just accept some simple HTTP request connection, including fields like host connection and accept only. This is a 4 years pattern, but currently our survey in part one still find it some many good sites still accept it. But you find that the problem is, they don't check the cookie value, they don't check the referral value, and also they simply accept the user agent value, Mozilla slash 4.0, because this is widely used by the botnets already. Okay? If you don't use it, no hardening. Okay? This is also, in this combo, we also rather check you accept HTTP pipelining. It also fulfills the RFC standard, and you find each of the requests GET requests, they separate with double slash R, backslash R, backslash N. And also, in this combo attack, we will utilize all HTTP requests, push arc, in the same packet with the size lower than 1,500 bytes, and to see whether HTTP requests in packet could be multiplied by 7 times or more, please occupy and maximize our attack. Finding the large size packet data payload like picture and audio files which could not be cached and with authentication check like capture in advance. The goals of it is increase loading of server and CPU and memory usage, increase the bandwidth consumptions, and see whether we could force to get a new session and connection without cache. It could guarantee bypass load balancer and proxy. And for example, there's two examples. There's a question mark. The question mark behind the strings, then if you change a little bit, you could force the load balancer or force to get a new session instead of get the data from the cache. And also like the cache value set at no cache or expiry date set as the date non-time before. This is the combo, like we use it, like use a simple GET, it combines simple GET, HTTP pipelining, and also the force log force and loading the cache. You find the red color. Then it seems the string after the question mark is different every time to ensure it does not load the cache. Okay, but we follow RFC all the time. Okay, appetizer. We are afraid of whether we could leave United States after that. Okay, no worries. Just kidding. We have tested 39 companies in United States. They are our clients this time. Okay. I'm loving it. Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Delta, CNN, DHL, Cisco Systems, and Amazon. Oh, they recruit the people in Brad. You guys could go there. And the eBay's, okay. 39 targets. Why not 40? I don't know. And it looks like we also test a CDN. Akamai. Any Akamai representative here? Okay. Yeah, because don't get us as a salespeople, okay? Okay, the test summary. We only test their landing page only, okay? There's a 26 out of 39 companies accept SimpleGet, and there's a 4 out of 39 companies accept SimplePost without content length, and simply 5 of them just say method not allowed because they don't support post. But, and also there's a 17 out of 39 companies accept SimplePost with content length. And also then about 34 out of 39 accept HTTP pipelining. Looks like normal. Okay. But here you could find it like Visa card, Amazon accept SimpleGet. Yeah, not big deal. Looks like. And McDonald's, I hated it. Every day I need to take McDonald's. Here, no meals for me. Sorry, then I get some a lot of meals from the Starbucks. Okay, and they get the pipelining. They accept pipelining and give you the pictures. But if you go to McDonald's website, there's a lot of big size fresh. Okay, and also any there's a property website. Is it Fannie Mae? They block me. It's a very good defense. Yeah, just one of them. They block my IP address. None of others. They block me. Okay, this is some payload. I prove it is the McDonald's with the pipelining and the simple post accepted by HP. HP, yeah. You get a lot of solutions from them. And also then this is one is eBay, right? The eBay, even the simple get post don't accept any, they accept it even there's a no content length. I appreciate it. Don't follow RFC. And also network giant. Cisco, any Cisco representative here? Also, okay, no problem. And I simply changed content length as imashitcorps.com. Then Cisco.com accept, yes, response 200 code. Thank you very much. And the Google response, bad request. Why? Cisco, why? You get the money for t-shirt to bring it, make it this website don't accept content length. Not invalid value. Please, I bet you. Thank you. Summary. SimpleGet should be banned, right? We don't think they should accept content length and with invalid values. Okay. Page does not support different methods. Don't support it. Check it out. After DEF CON, okay? And also, a few cops still disclose is supporting methods. Are they really doing any basic security assessment? Using some lessons? Using some basic tools? Okay. This is very basic introduction, but this is a very important part for the next part, for the part two from Tony. Further, then we change a little bit for the content length to another some 999 and 999, and we got dive into another case studies. Tony, MasterCard, please. You like it?
Thank you, Anthony. First of all, are you ready for Q? For my part, only Q and Q and Q and Q. How to Q the server? So first of all, we will go to the MasterCard case. In here, we also, first of all, we also use the simple get. In this case, we will see that we just use a very, very simple get in here. All I already presented before, in here we only have the host field, only have the accept field, only have the connection field, and then just post it. But you can see in here, still can reply from the Akamai. I think the account market already have some little bit, never mind. Because after we pass the load balancer, he will help us to fill up all the HTTP field. Why we need to use the simple get? Because we reach to pipelining. In here, we have some rules for the pipelining. We are not attacker. So when you try to pipelining, please try to get the small spiral. Don't try to, in our example, you can see in here, we just send one get request. How many reply in here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Have 7 reply in here. If we try to get their HTTP 1.1, what will happen? Give example, maybe for Nary, HTTP 1.1 here, reply 1 met, already have 7 met, we will reply in this case. The second rule, please don't try to get their database related application. Otherwise, the server already is no reply and then you cannot see the result. You cannot like me and post in here. So in here, another thing you need to follow is here, you can serve it, tap the question mark in here. Make sure no cache. And every time we need to pass to the backend server, make sure the backend server reply to us. And use all their resources. So we also prepare the notice for the MasterCard. Dear customer, for the improvement of our service, there's no capture and obligation. You can download all the things freely. In the screen, you can see that we can download the PDF, SWF, zip file freely. You no need to try to offend, no need to input the capture. You just wish download and then download. Please remember, don't try it in the pipeline. Otherwise, I don't know what will happen. Give example, maybe for Nary PDF file is 1 MB, so we will download Nary file in the same time. Actually, Nary website, if they under DDoS attack before, they will not allow post method. In this case, we will see that the simple post is not allowed. So, is we need to give up for this case? We already see just a little bit website, they allow the simple post, so we give up? No. We have advanced post method in this case. In here, you just see in here, maybe it's not clear in the screen. For Nary website, they have Twitter service. This one is hidden. You cannot see it. You will not directly post something. You need to fill in something and then post this. Never. Can I ask a question? How many websites he haven't the Twitter service? Can I know this one? Or I use another question. Is maybe my pronunciation is not correctly. Any website they haven't Twitter service nowadays? In this case, we can find that we still can use the advanced post method try to attach to the server. Because in our case, you only need to remember two things. First of all, he allow post method. The second thing, we will hold the TCP established status over the 2 minutes. After my slide, maybe you didn't understand what's going on, what's happening, but at least you will learn it. How to, because in the part we try to show your guys how to attach this cheaper service. Again, I hate cookies. I hate post data. In this example, you can see that we just try to simplify the post because if I'm the zombie, I cannot have unique cookies for every request in our case. So we will try to remove the cookies always. And other things, I also hate the post data because if the request is too long, the result will be like that. I cannot pipeline. So in this case, you will see that we will remove, we will use the contentless 99999 in this case as the result. Because after the poll, after we use the contentless 99999, the result will be like that. The server, he will waiting for the coming, because this one already is the incomplete request, so we're waiting for the next data. As a result, you no need to type anything in here. So as a result, you can see in here, we no need to any post data. So very simple. And post in here. So another very important question, can us bypass the Akama? Because every attack, for the powerful attack, you need to bypass all the system and then hit the backend server directly. So in this case, if I try to show you some evidence and then when I come back to Hong Kong, I think I already will be fired. But don't worry, I have another point of view to try to show your guys how to prove it. Can you bypass or not? By the defense point of view, the load balancer and POSI, he will forward all the incomplete HTTP requests. Because for every incomplete HTTP request, because they will come to 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the last one he will compile together. And then the load balancer will try to add the field. As a result, all the load balancer will forward all the incomplete HTTP requests. The second thing, if there is something drop the incomplete request, we have two cases. The case one is the security device try to interrupt the incoming traffic after the KMI, and then he will send the reset to the back to the server. If just like that, the result will be like that. Just go back in here. If it really send the reset to the backend server will close the correction sequentially. As a result, we never receive the edge traffic from the KMI. We never receive the HTTP 302 from the KMI. So it's impossible. Another case is that the security device will try to send a reset and reset add to the client. Just me. But in here, you see that we haven't received any reset add. So is it bypass the KMI? I think you need to ask the KMI guy. I didn't know. We never test the post method on DoD website. We didn't know. Don't ask us. We wish to leave America. We never, any guys know HKEX in here? HKEX? At least one guy know it. Very good. If you go to Google's, you just search HKES and DDoS. The first one you see is that Hong Kong trading handled by DDoS. What's that mean by? All the stock market in Hong Kong is stopped. At the same time, we also will not try to have testing on their website. We didn't know this page is the advanced search is also a post method. I have some explanation in behind slide this one. So this one make me very sad. Why? Because we suggest the attack pattern will be like that. This one is the existing attack pattern. We have the host field, access field, access language, access encoding, all the things. But when we try to test the pattern in the US, we found that just the simple pattern already can pass. So we have no chance to use this one. So in here, we will try to show the demo. After the demo, because for this demo, we try to, just like the workshop, all the guy can jam the DDoS attack. First of all, in this session, we try to prove in our part one how it can work. First of all, our attack server is very, I think all the guys can do this one. Just the batch of 500 Mac RAM and 2 CPU. Any guy cannot do this one? I think you can ask the guy next to you, like, hey, I help you. For the web server, the rhythm, we use the Windows Server 2008R2 with IIS 7.5 only have a test web page. The web page of test, no database. No application. It's a hardware PC. Maybe our research team will say this one is very hard to kill. For our attack target, we will try to start the TCP status to code spray in the server. For the second demo, we will try to finish RAID 1 in the server. For the last one, all the connection is TCP established state in the server. For our attack goal, we will try to cause the server unstable for the demo one. For the demo two, we will try to kill the service in a minute. For the last one, the server will kill in a second. After that, you will learn how to do it. It's very easy. So just before the demo, I need to share something. First of all, one byte equal to 8 bit. Why we use this one? Because in the network world, we use bit per second. But in the window, you only can see byte per second, so it was so sad. For the demo one, we return around 21 megabit per second attack. For the demo two, we return 10.4 megabit per second. For the demo three, we return around the attack is 8 megabit per second. So let me show the demo. I cannot bring the hardware to here to show you guys, so only can use the video. When the attack is coming, the symptom is very easy to find. You can see that first of all, the CPU is very high. There's no change on the memory. Only CPU very high, keep constant in the 100%. It's the demo one. The symptom is high CPU. And if we try the connection state, all is cold sway. If we try to access the website, use the local host in here.
still can access. We vary the cache, so we use the new string. Try again. Still can access. So for the demo one, only high CPU. Just little bit impact to the service. Any guys have experienced that? Always high CPU, you're our server. That means two possibilities. First of all, you haven't hardening your server value. The second one is that maybe you need to change the new server. So we go to demo two. Because the demo one, I just show the common DDoS attack last 2 years, not the existing now. For the second attack, when the attack is come, you will see that the CPU will increase. Also, it's 100%. But this time, it's a little bit different to the demo one. You will find that the memory also will increase. The memory. If we check the network status, already start, nothing to see, it's impossible. You will see all is finished wave one in this case. Any guys have this problem in your server? Finished wave one, all is finished wave one in your web server. And then, it's very interesting, the CPU and the memory are just like that. A curve, up and down, up and down, and up and down. If you try to access your website, just see it. Sometimes can access. In this example, I think it always can access. But at last, you will see a very interesting message. Remember, I use the local host, first of all. Secondly, it's no application, it's no database. Services available. Any guys have this kind of a problem in your web server? I think all the guys haven't DDoS before, if like that. If you have problem, that means you haven't the very good network security device, or you have the very good network security device, but you didn't know how to fine tune. Here is the last one. The last demo is very easy to understand. You just see two have the pit in CPU and pit in the memory. In this case, you will see that just have a pit, but this time the CPU will not 100%, just half. But the memory, you can see that it's increased very fast. The free memory now only have 5. After the pit, the memory drop. If we try to check the collision state, all is established, and TCP established. You can see that the attack traffic already stopped. I will show you in the coming slide why the attack traffic is stopped in here. If we try to access the website from the local host, service error in application, nothing to see anymore. Always is 503. But you still can connect to Terra to the port 80. But the point is that you cannot access the service anymore. And then the memory that they will keep 700 in this time because all is keep on the established status. So anyone know how to resume this kind of the problem? You remember the case before? You have two situations, you can have two choices. The first choice, you wait for 2 minutes if the master card, and then we release, but you remember that it keep ongoing. The second way is very easy. I think we always do this one if under the DDoS attack. Just restart the service and then release the memory. Otherwise, he never come on again, the server. All the period of this attack, just a pit, is include the 15 seconds. Anyone have this kind of experience? The server suddenly, the memory is up and totally down. Don't worry, you will have many soft experience later on after this talk because I will try to teach you all guys how to do this one. I'm not an attacker, okay? I just analyze some case, yeah.
Don't lie, man.
I haven't lied, I never attack. You have evidence I attacked before? Hey. First of all, we need to know the theory and idea behind the demo 1 to 3. First of all, don't focus on HTTP method. We are not talking about get flood, post flood, have flood, many different flood. If we try to use a layer 7 attack, just like the demo 1, demo 1 is the most poor idea because we only high CPU and unstable. Secondly, we are not trying to use the DOS attack to the OS and programming language. Those attacks against the kind of the OS. Give an example, Apache Kira. Anyone know Apache Kira in here? Very good. Anyone know the Hash Kira? Kill the PHP website? We are not trying to, because in our presentation, we are focused on the protocol. Our attack is because of TCP and HTTP, they mix together. We try to kill, make TCP and HTTP killer. Any server, web server in the world is not use HTTP and TCP. Anyone can tell me? If you have this one, let me know. I try to kill it. Oh, no, I'm not attacker again. So the key of the one is that we are focused on TCP state. It's TCP state. Don't try to ask me, how come your get flood is very powerful? No, I'm not used to the get flood. I'm not used to the post flood. Give example. In here, we use the HTTP as example to control the TCP state. I will show you how to control it. After this one, maybe you don't understand. Don't worry, just follow. You can do it. In our case, we cause the TCP and HTTP together, and then we cause the vulnerability. First of all, give example, because the server will reserve the resources for different TCP state. Give example, the same layer 7 flood to different target can different TCP state. What's the meaning? Actually, for demo 1 and demo 2, we all is use the get flood. But the result you can see is different. The first one just high CPU, the second one up, down, no service. Why? Because we try to control the TCP status. The last one is that the TCP state is attached depends on the web application. Don't tell me that this scaffold can work in MasterCard but cannot work in the Visa. Tony, you are lying. No. You need to learn it. You need to, the key is based on the reply of the server. Give example, when the server send back the finished ad, reset ad, HTTP 200, HTTP 302, something like that. It depends on the website. Many times, for different case, we have different situation. Anyone is not understand? Don't worry, I have a logical diagram to explain to you. for this diagram, you can see that we will try to use the super combo period. Many times the super combo period. This super combo period just equal to HTTP request. How you can do it? In here, we try to analyze three frames. For the demo one, if you remember, it's causeway status, all the TCP state. The second one is TCP finish way one. The last one is TCP established. We will try to analyze each by each. I will show you the program how to do it. It's very easy. First of all, you need to learn the RFC. Don't worry, very easy, because you only need to know the one thing, is the passive calls in the right-hand side, have active calls in left-hand side. For the first demo, we just focus on the passive calls. From the RFC, this one is very important, like causeway, represent, it's easy. To understand, in this status, just use little bit resources in your web server. In the demo one, you just try to simulate the most common DDoS attack. You can download in the website. No need to use my one. This one is very easy. For this kind of the attack, just high CPU, unstable status. If you are attacker, I'm not attacker again. For the SLA for the attacker also have SLA, you know it. You will fail, you will no money. Because if you cannot bring down the server, that means you are failed. So how come you have the money? Give example, my Hagen server, he just like the old bands, I can handle around 200,000 connection, around 500 HTTP requests per second. Maybe how to bring down? I already show you in the demo. But if we have more server, give example, with 10 million of the zombie is still working. But in the other world, zombie equal to money. Anyone know the price in China for the zombie? I will not tell you because I'm not a attacker. For the demo one, I will say that because as the point of view of the defense, because I'm working for defense, DDoS, anti-DDoS, just like Light Punch, very easy to defense. That's why I asked the question, if you have the demo one situation, that means you haven't hardened your server well. You haven't, most of the level device already can do it very well for this kind of the attack. Let me show you. This one is the dummy edition. All the guy can do it. First of all, don't laughing on my Python programming. I'm not programming guy. We need the programming guy. The key of this program is very easy. Don't do something violate the RFC. All is follow RFC. You can download the same thing in the Python user guide. Just a very simple get. We will close the connection after. First of all, we try to restart the TCP dump, the memory, 500 megabyte, I haven't lying, we have no IP table in this case. First of all, we try to send the request. In here, we found that the finisher is sent by the client to the server. After that, the collision will be reset. So if we check the state in our client, it's nothing. It's no connection, nothing. Let me show you, we still can access the web server. We are not lighting. So let me try to join the attack. First of all, we need to change the for loop. And start the attack, just two for loop in this case, or I only use two for loop. And then we will see the client have many finish rate time too. In the server, you can see, just focus on the sending traffic. We are not concerned the receive traffic. It's around 20 megabit per second traffic is sending out. 2.5 is the megabyte, it's not megabit. In here, you can see that the server still can access sometime, not always. Sometimes it's 503, sometimes I'm back-end server, sometimes cannot, sometimes can, just unstable. So the key of the growth for the demo one is very easy. Just send the finish at first and don't do anything. Because this one is very common normally. For the demo two, we try to keep the status in the finish way one. Now we move the passive calls to active calls in here. So first of all, we need to understand RSL. We try to explain in here. But after that, I think that all will become the same, something like that. In here, I just wish to show out that the stay from finish way one to close collision is maybe far away. The key, only one word. First of all, the finish way one is maybe hard to find, so it depends on the OS, depends on your application, not application, it depends on OS only. The timeout normally is around 60 seconds. Anyone can tell me how to find to the finish way one in here, or you know how to find to this one? Because normally we find to the TCP parameter is TCP, this one is the TCP finish way two, and the close way, not finish way one. If you wish to change this one, you need to change the program, the kernel. And the second thing is that during the finish way one, client still can receive the data. That means not totally close in this case. In here, the server will allocate the resource to handle the web service for this case. Web server will keep holding the resources. In our demo, we try to overflow during the attack for this case. Let me show you. This one is homemade edition. You remember we always say that we need to try to control the TCP use the HTTP. First of all, we use the collision calls, not collision key alive, collision calls. Secondly, we will try to force the server to send the finished app back to us. Just send the sample packet to see the difference. we start the dumping. In this one, we need to change a little bit in the IP table because we don't wish to use the change the Linux kernel module. In this, we will set two rules, finish add and reset with job. When we try to send this one, you will see that send add, push add. After this one, the server, he didn't any reply. This time, he didn't use the push add. He used the finish push add. Anyone know what is the finish push add? I will explain later, don't worry. And after he sent the finish push add many times ago, it's no response from the server side, current side, and then he will send the reset add and close the connection in this time. Again, you can see many finish push add in this time. Every finish push add just equal to HTTP 200, I mean. Now we try to join the attack in this case. You can see that we only send around 1 megabyte. That means 8 megabit per second attached to the server. We try to access the server again. No response. Already killed. Again, no response. Maybe have respawned. I'm forgotten. From the attack. Period, you can see that around 30 seconds, the server already done. Again, the server only have the test page. The test only is no web service, if no database. The key for our goal is try to check the first finish at finish wait timeout value and reset at timeout value. Maybe in the part one, Anthony already said, we have many things to check. In here, we need to show you why we need to check this value. In this example, we try to you can see that after the three-way handshake, we send the request. After we send the request, the server will reply the HTTP 200. But we haven't any reply. As a result, the website will try to reply to us again, and last is no response. Anyone know what is mean by HTTP 200? Give example. I try to get a picture is around 5 megabit per second. No, 5 megabyte. The result with that, because I haven't replied to server, and then I change the correction calls in our request. The result will be that I use one request, the server replied 7 times. 6 times or 10 times to us. What's it mean by, give example, maybe some of the company, they only have 50 megabit per second. For this case, I only use one request. You need to reply me 7 times. If I use the pipelining in here, what will happen? The server need to reply me around 35 times. Remember, we use the collision calls. We use the collision calls to control the TCP state for this one. The last one is the TCP established state. This one is not related to calls or not calls already. This one we will try to explain the attack before, the pause and hold the 2 minutes, remember, on the MasterCard. From the RFC, this one is very easy to understand. This one is during the TCP established state between the server and client, he will try to send and receive the data between that. In here, in this status, it's an active connection. Secondary, server will allocate a lot of resources to handle web service and web application. Because the timeout of the TCP established state is never long, as I know, at least it's 3,600 seconds. Because this one cannot push up, give example, I playing the game, I beat something. And then I'm hungry, maybe I need to go to the restaurant, and then when I come back, I'm not out. So for this one, normally the TCP established state is very long, first of all. And if you try to compare to other TCP state, this case will use most of the resources in the server. Based on the design of the HTTP method, we can force the server to use more resources. Give example, in our one, we use the feminine and incomplete packet continuously. Give example, we use HTTP POST method and contentless 99999, just like the MasterCard case. Anyone think that you can kill the MasterCard in 1 minute? Use the VM machine. I haven't do it. You can POC, but don't tell me the result. Again, we are not use the POST flood. Gephardt also can do the same thing. Give example. We can use HTTP GET method with a packet size over 1500 without /r/n/r/n. As a result, both of them is the incomplete HTTP request. The server will be waiting for you. The timeout actually depends on the application and server, maybe 50 seconds, 5 minutes, 10 minutes or more. For MasterCard case is around 2 minutes. Because we saw some example, it's around 30 minutes. I don't know why I have the patience to wait for him. Maybe some of the guys who listened the talk before about in the DEF CON about the Soros. In here, we try to explain the difference between the Soros and our demo 3. The Soros is trying to extend the TCP establish only one connection. Only one connection. Just like the demo in here, the resources, just like the grant in here, the HTTP request, we just try to dig a hole. For the Soros, he's just after he dig a hole, he try to fill in the water slowly. Because he wished to extend the connection. He didn't wish to close the connection. All the time is a TCP established. For our demo fee, our concept is very easy. First of all, we find out the timeout. Within the timeout, and the second thing we need to find out is how deep of the hole we can dig. At last, we just dig the hole crazily, like that. Let me show you the demo. This one is very simple also. We will not use this program because we will kill the server very fast. We just use one for loop for this case. First of all, we have two methods to do this one. First of all, we can use the time sleep. Use the time sleep, it will be established together between the server and client. It's no good. We use the IP table. Just drop the packet. And then, because from our side, we just keep the collection in which we want. Normally, we can do it by kernel module and then easy, but I wish to all the guys can do this one in your home. All your guys can do this one in your home. So first of all, we try to send a sample packet. I will use this for loop to do this one because if I parallel with two for loop, you kill very fast, you cannot see any difference. Just see I kick and then server done, nothing to see. So we capture in here. Again, we need three IP table. We draw the finish app, we draw the reset, we draw the reset. If you change the TCP in the kernel mode, you don't need to change anything. But I wish all the guys can do it in your home. Let me try to show you what's happening. After the fear hash, TCP is established. In this case, we will send the push app. After the push app, the server will reply the app, and then nothing happen anymore. And the whole connection. Remember how long is the timeout for the MasterCard? 2 minutes. This time we try to use the loop to join the attack. This one is the request I sent per second. You just see that we just send a little bit traffic to the client side. It's no more than 8K bit per second. But the client side already done. Not done, just unstable in the beginning. You can see that. You remember the client side, the server side is the test page only. It's no application, no database. Because if I try to attack the database, too fast. After a few seconds, already 6,000 requests. The service is unavailable. Remember the HTTP 503 in this case? I'm not trying to attack the layer 4. We still can tell it to the server. The one I kill is the memory pool because of the TCP and the make it together. As the result, I kill the web server. This one is Apache, IIS, all of the things. It depends on how many memory is set in your pool. It's not the layer 4 attack. It's called layer 4 and layer 7 together, this one. After I stop the attack, I try to access again. No longer to access anymore. It depends on the timeout. If the timeout is set to 2 minutes, the result is that in these 2 minutes, your server always no respond, no respond, no respond, and no respond. You can imagine, maybe I'm working in the stock market, suddenly in the peak hour, stopped. After you wake up again, I stop again, like that. We always see this one. The key for the goal is we need to check the TCP established timeout warning, the TCP continue add timeout warning, and the finish add. What is the TCP established timeout? In this case, we just do the free handshake. The TCP is established already, and then we do nothing and just wait for the reply from the server. In this case, we can see that the server, after 2 minutes, he will reply to us. Just imagine if we use these 2 minutes to join many free handshake and push at in the same second. By experience, all the core router, your DHCP router, IPS, WAF, WAF, firewall, all will be done. Not done, just be put. But we are not trying to discuss the layer 4 attack in here. The second thing we will check is the timeout add timeout value. This one is never easy to understand because you remember the MasterCard case in here, just show you the same things. Why we check the timeout? Because we need to know the time. How many times we can trigger the attack? And how many times, because we need to calculate, IKEA calculate, how many, because our zombie's name is expensive, so we need to calculate the most little bit zombie we use and then have the same effect. The other thing we will try to do is the TCP continuous add timeout value too. For this one, we just like the source, what he's doing. In here, we can see that we try to, this one is the HK something. I don't know, I forgot this one. We just try to, you can see in here, after we push add, we cut the post data in field path. Because this one, the server will try to check your content, so you cannot fill in the other things. Something I'm forgotten. First of all, this one is the fake IP you see before. Trust me. But he can do the field hash, I don't know why. Because HKE's EX already spent I don't know how many million dollars to rebuild that DDoS solution and fix all the problem. And again, I forgot to fill in the cookies, referral, correct post data. Just fill in some rubbish. In this case, we found that this is international security standard over the world. I don't know why all the website will be like that. So the attack conclusion for our demo 1-3, all the attacks, the signature-based detection cannot be used for because we can randomize all the HTTP field. Secondary, our attack is customized for each attack individually. For example, the content length is depends on application. Why we use 999999? Just laughing to them. The last one is the rate limit for any security detects. We will need to know the rate limit. If your IP is broader, your zombie is broader, it's nothing to do. It's so sad. We also need to confuse the device. Just look like the real HTTP request. Give example. If all the traffic, just the attack traffic, just like the real traffic, how you can do? If you drop me, all is false positive. Remember, we use DDoS. Demo 1, 2, 3 can work together in the same time. Remember to join the same file because this one can confuse the log. We also have many demos that cannot show in here because use this method we can do it in the online game. Give example, Diablo. Oh no, online game, don't try to kill Diablo. And then we can try to kill some trading application because they also use a TCP, HTTPS, Android, PayShop, always use the same thing, but we have no time to talk about this one. Actually, for the POC of the demo 1-3, we just show you the POC, the analysis result, how it can impact to the part one. Just remember how many web servers have chip A service. So we already have the quick web point. We also need a big soldier. I think I need to maybe faster. In this one, the attack server and web server is same. For the attack goal is we try to empower a client day without establish any connection. I cannot show this one. Give example in here. We try to show the attack server resources. In here, attack server join the attack. In the client side, we will see many established connection in here. But in attack side, it's nothing. We haven't any connection. No time to show the demo. Otherwise, I can show you the code. For the attack server feature, because this one is decided attack server, so you can launch attack against multi-target. Give an example, I can attack MasterCard, Visa, all the server in the same time, because the only thing I use is CPU and memory. It's all available for layer 7 attack methods. All the FUD can be used. And our target is that all the rhythm is stuck in the TCP established status. We also have many different kinds of the combo. Give an example, you can use the attack server and attack server with the sync cookies, sync cache, all the things. So the summary is that you just imagine if we use the technique in the part 2 in tab 1, what will this the company, the American, will happen? So we will time to tell upon talking about the defense model. This one is designed for my final year project actually, but I still didn't know the score. Here I show many existing DDoS mitigation countermeasure. But the truth is that the application level attack, not the attack sent by me, all is bypassed. You will suffer Navy time, whatever which vendor you use. Because give example for Navy day, maybe the attack at least for each IP is 10 gig. After that, the correction maybe if you don't try to do anything is over 1 million. It's 1 million per second. So, and the attack pattern is changing every 15 seconds. The attack keep a continuous 7 hours per day. So we always have a dream. We have wish to design some application gateway with the load balancer group. Have a customer filter. We can use the script. Give example, just like the iRules, AVIS in the F5, in the A10. We need to use the capture to the application. Because we use the capture before, the customer just see, whoa, what happened? What the hell? Is you headed the website? The best thing is that all the zombies die. So I leave to Aaron. He will try to show the design model for our application gateway.
As a time as warning, I will using 30 seconds to explain my part. We will using a Apache to set up a application gateway to handle the layer 7 DDoS. And we will also apply the layer 7 three-way handshake to prevent the DDoS. And the further detail I will explain in the Q&A section. And also, our gateway to have the servo method to handle the HTTP GET, POST, or the connection FUD. We can also apply to all layer 7 protocol, not just only the HTTP. And in this phase, we will, if the traffic cannot be redirected, we will drop it. And most of the zombie cannot redirect the traffic. And if the traffic is allowed, we will pass it to the phase 2. In the phase 2, we will also check the HTTP field referrer. If it is success, we will pass it to the phase 3. In the phase 3, we will set the IP to the whitelist. And we will have servo mode to deploy the gateway. And servo method to also place the gateway in the best location. And in the future, we will also integrate it with the IDS IPS firewall or the also develop the API for the client to develop the customized code. And finally, we will also implement the backlist. Thank you for your attention.
Sorry, guys, because we are squeezing the three topics into 15 minutes. Actually, this is a 2 hours topic. We will there in the FAQ room. And also, I'm so thankful to Tony and Alan. This is a first time speaker in DEF CON, and I have the responsibility to bring them there because I'm come from a money city, low technology, Hong Kong city. But I'm very proud of you guys attended our talk and long live DEF CON. Thank you very much.